And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Progress made, that is how both the U.S. and China described a meeting between U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Meeting held amid increased tensions over Taiwan, Beijing's ties to the Kremlin, and military interactions deemed unsafe by U.S. officials. VOA's Carla Babb reports.
In Chinese-Russian relations, Blinken said Chinese leaders have repeatedly assured the U.S. that China will not supply Russia with lethal aid that could be used in Moscow's unprovoked war against Ukraine.
What we do have ongoing concerns about, though, are Chinese firms, companies, that may be providing technology that Russia can use to advance its aggression in Ukraine. And we have asked the Chinese government to be very vigilant about that.
U.S.-Chinese relations hit new lows since the U.S. shot down a Chinese spy balloon earlier this year that flew through U.S. airspace. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden is ramping up his re-election effort. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
These fundraisers are the first of four this week for President Biden as his campaign builds up its coffers for 2024. According to a person close to the president, the Biden campaign has more than 20 fundraisers scheduled in the second half of June, and more than half will involve Biden. The fundraising blitz follows Biden's first campaign rally on Saturday in Philadelphia, where he was endorsed by key unions. At a Friday fundraising event in Connecticut, Biden said his goal is to tell more voters about his legislative accomplishments. Mike Hemp in Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron called on European nations Monday to seek more independence on airspace defense and advocated against relying too much on the U.S., a long divisive issue that takes on new urgency because of Russia's war in Ukraine. This is VOA News. Britain's House of Commons Monday resoundingly endorsed a report that found Boris Johnson lied to lawmakers about lockdown flouting parties in his office, humiliating censure that strips the former prime minister of his lifetime access to Parliament. Lawmakers backed the finding that Johnson was in contempt of Parliament by 354 to 7 votes after a debate in which many argued it was crucial to show voters that politicians are obliged to follow the rules and tell the truth. Turkey hosts more refugees than any other country in the world, including over 3 million Syrians escaping the civil war. Newly re-elected Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is standing by his refugee policy of admitting millions of refugees, mainly Syrians, into Turkey and allowing them to stay despite growing public opposition. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul for VOA.
During May's presidential elections, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's challengers vowed to return millions of Syrian refugees. Analysts say Erdogan's victory comes as a relief not only to refugees, but also to the European Union, which pays Turkey to host refugees. But Erdogan, possibly mindful of Turkish public unease over refugees, is now vowing to step up the building of homes in Syrian areas outside Damascus's control to facilitate the return of a million Syrians. How many will take that offer remains to be seen. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Tropical storm Brett has formed in the Atlantic. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Tropical season's second named storm, Brett, has formed in the central Atlantic Ocean. Forecasters say it could pose a hurricane threat to the eastern Caribbean by Thursday and the Dominican Republic and Haiti by the weekend. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Brett is expected to strengthen over the next 2 days, reaching Category 1 hurricane strength of 74 miles per hour by Wednesday night as it nears the Lesser Antilles. Because of wind shear, the storm is not expected to strengthen into a Category 2 storm. Experts say it's rare for tropical Atlantic storm to reach hurricane strength in June.
Nigerian President Bola Tinubu has replaced the chiefs of all Nigeria's security services in a major shakeup that takes effect immediately. A statement from the secretary to the government of the Federation's office said replacements were named to lead the military and police, as well as West Africa's nation's struggles with conflicts in several regions, as well as violent crime. The shakeup changed the heads of the Army, Air Force, Navy, Police, and Defense Intelligence. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.